Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Gentlemen, we're in the second hour. This is InfoWars.com on the Alex Jones Show. Alex is taking a day off, a well-deserved break. He needs to spend some time with his family, reset, relax. Meanwhile, we've got new uncertainty in Tunisia after assassination, and this is coming in. I'm just seeing it for the first time, but apparently there's riots going on, and you name it. And this is just more evidence that the Western concocted Arab Spring has gone the wrong direction, or perhaps the direction they intended all along, to sow the seeds of chaos so that they, the supposed controllers, can bring order out of chaos. And we're seeing these countries, Egypt slipping into total despotism, Tunisia with fresh riots, and the rest of the entire region in increasing disarray. Iran is doing new posturing, saying they've had nuclear all along but are no threat to Israel. They continue to leave on the table the possibility of a wider World War III type scenario, and we just hope it doesn't come to that. But meanwhile, it's increasingly clear to me, we were talking before the break about how they've targeted and painted Americans who just have an ideology as potential terrorists, as extremists, who need to be watched, monitored, reined in, preemptively checked, pulled over at checkpoints, arrested, and they really want to just clamp down so that everyone becomes a dependent on the system and just looks up to Big Daddy Obama, as Chris Rock called him, looks up to our boss, the president, and just lets them top down tell us what to do, even though they're known liars, known criminals, admitted murderers, at least through the military apparatus, through these cowardly and unwise drone strikes. And you were getting into the supposed virtues of tyranny. Well, there's no virtue in a tyranny, even through transparency.
That's right. What we're seeing is the reactions of even the people who oppose some of this. Are really kind of looking to Obama as some kind of a dictator to just tell them where we are on all this. As I was saying just before the break, Feinstein was saying that on Tuesday, she said, well, this white paper was released without the consent of the administration, so that should quell calls for more transparency. Well, Obama didn't release that, so it's not transparency on his part. And it's not a virtue if... even if he had released that information, it's not a virtue to say, oh, guess what, I'm going to tell you about these illegal assassinations that I'm doing without any due process of American citizens, and you should be proud of me because I'm openly telling you about it. What that tells us is that he's lost any sense of shame over violating these legal, moral, and ethical considerations, over violating his oath to the Constitution. But even someone who opposes him, now that's Feinstein, who's head of the chairman of the Senate Intelligence Committee. Another senator, Ron Wyden, is actually opposed to John Brennan and has some questions about him. But listen to what he says. He says he has questions like, how much evidence does the president need to decide that a particular American is part of a terrorist group? Does the president have to provide individual Americans with an opportunity to surrender? Can the president or the intelligence agencies or the military kill an American who is inside the United States? These are questions that need to be answered in a way that is consistent.
And you see once again how they move the goalposts, how they're bringing it home to America.
Right. They're bringing it home to America. But also look at what the attitude is behind this, these questions that he asks. Basically, he's saying, please, dictator, tell me what the new law is out of your mouth. It's as if we didn't have a constitution because they don't pay any attention to it. And so when you get rid of the constitution, when you say that it is a living document that isn't a controlling legal authority, you know, as Al Gore said, we have no controlling legal authority here. As Ron Wyden is saying, you know, we don't know where the administration is. Tell us where we are. You're standing on slippery sand. You know, you have no foundation to stand on.
Slippery sand, slippery slope leads to all-out despotism and tyranny. It's just happened over and over in history. That's what's so frustrating about it. We'll get more into that. We're going to take calls as soon as we get on the other side of this break. And, of course, David Knight will be hosting the InfoWars Nightly News tonight. We're doing it live this week, ladies and gentlemen. How exciting is that? Tune in. Tell your friends. Subscribe. Share it. Let's get the word out. Let's change things.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics, dehumanization, and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
The American population is now living longer, but with age comes related health difficulties. What if you could learn the secret of how to have a strong, healthy heart, clean, clear arteries, balanced cholesterol, healthy blood pressure and blood sugar levels? You'd live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness. Heart and Body Extract may be your answer. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs that's 100% natural. The body has its own self-cleaning and detoxifying system, but after age 30, it's necessary to supplement this system. Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal health. With Heart and Body Extract, you can keep your heart healthy, your arteries clear, plus Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee. To order, visit hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305.
Looking back on 2012, I know personally I'm thanking God that my family and I made it through the year. From natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy, our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. My friends at eFoods Direct hear from customers every day that are fortunate to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. Danny from New York City wrote in following Hurricane Sandy and said, "Almost all the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my sister and my niece. Bottom line, it's better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. Heed common sense's warning and do what I've done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. They have the best tasting, long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 and ask about the Alex Jones special or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Get self-sufficient today. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, the world is being made and remade according to a very disgusting, dark, repugnant to the Constitution, authoritarian design. Just this week, we see as Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner leaves office for Jacob Lew to take his place. He's rejoining the Council on Foreign Relations, vowed to destroy the country. They've got new news on GMO. But back to David Knight first. You were finishing up your points on torture, on drones, on this whole war on terror.
Yeah, there was just one exchange that I thought was really critical. It took place about a year ago, and it was Representative Tom Graves talking to FBI Director Robert Mueller. And Tom Graves said to him, "So I guess from a historical perspective, does the federal government have the ability to kill a U.S. citizen on United States soil or only overseas?" And this is what the FBI director said. "I'm going to defer that to others in the Justice Department." Would not give him a clear answer. So we know where this is headed, right?
Oh, yeah. Because,
and when the Justice Department came in, Eric Holder said that there are no limits to, quote, the geographic scope of our ability to use force. And they made it clear, all these senators who cannot find it amongst themselves to oppose torture or to oppose drone assassinations, these are also the senators that just voted this last November unanimously for the indefinite detention of American citizens on American soil under the NDAA.
Well, yeah, they've been over and just passed the NDAA, you know, completely stripping away any of the last vestiges of our due process of our Bill of Rights. But just read that quote one more time, because we've seen how they're trying to bring the drone war, the occupation of America home. That's what all the continuity of government, all the leaked documents about FEMA camps to just general Homeland Security operations, all the painting of dissidents and patriots and returning veterans. They want them all in the eyes of the public, you know, disarmed in terms of their ideology and their ability just to operate and be individuals in this country. Read that quote one more time, because they are planning to bring home this war to American soil.
Holder said there are no limits to the geographic scope of our ability to use force. No limits. And clearly, they don't see that there's any legal limits to what they can do in terms of the military use of using the military's police, militarizing the police, you know, indefinite detention without trial, execution of people without trial, execution of people even without a crime having been committed, without evidence of a crime even being planned, merely by somebody's association with a group that they target and label as terrorist. And that's a label that we've talked about has been thrown around pretty indiscriminately and at a lot of people.
And there's Eric Holder knowingly with the blood of Fast and Furious on his hands. And he and John Brennan and Obama think that because they do these unconstitutional, immoral things by proxy, that somehow that doesn't morally fall back on them. They're going to have a big price to pay in their soul. But at the same time, we've got to work overtime to expose them, to get them out of power. I want to go to a call and we can continue this discussion. Frank in Indiana, you've been holding the longest.
Yeah, thank you, gentlemen. And what I wanted to talk about is exactly what you're talking about. First of all, I want to call everyone, make your peace with God. Pick up the Bible, start in Matthew or John. And second of all, now is the time for civil disobedience and for political activism. Going along with what you guys are saying, that's why they're putting 30,000 drones in the skies. That's why they're putting all these TV shows demonizing the founding fathers and guns. Because it's getting to the point to where they are going to call the Americans the terrorists, and they will justify killing us. And that's exactly where it's headed to. You look at all the rounds of ammo, almost 2 billion rounds of ammo. Why? Why? Think about it, people. Now's the time to stand up, because listening to the show just isn't enough. I plead with everybody, please stand up and take action. And one more thing I would like to suggest. I'd like to suggest a come and take it bumper sticker with Infowars.com at the bottom of it.
Great.
I agree. And of course, you're right. We need to get right with God. But the other reason to go read the Bible is, you know, a lot of Christian people sometimes just focus on the New Testament. The Old Testament is an incredible line of how history cycles over and over. And when the Jewish people broke the covenant, they were always dominated, and they would have a usurper take over, or they'd be taken over by another tribe. And you can see over and over again how when you break the system, when you go against the Constitution, in the case of our country, the moral indignation, the ruin that it brings upon you. Your response, David?
Well, that brings us to the interpretation of Romans 13, right? Many churches have adopted the same interpretation of it that was popular in Nazi Germany, which is if somebody is an authority, they're obviously been put there by God and they have the right to do whatever they want to. That's how you get to Nuremberg. But the real interpretation of Romans 13 is that God establishes governments to help to establish legal authority and to create a peaceful system. And once these governments get out of line of what is good, what God defines as good, out of things that are absolutely, you know, obviously moral to everybody, whether you're a Christian or not, you understand that, you know, killing people who haven't done anything to harm somebody, that grates against you whether you're a Christian or not. You've got that natural understanding of that. And so once you get a government that starts acting in a criminal way, that's essentially the same as if you've got a father in a family who is abusing his wife or children. That father no longer is using the role that he is no longer in the legitimate role that he's been put in. He has lost his authority. That's what's happened to our government. And as the caller points out, it's time for us to start doing things, looking for organizations, looking for ways to peacefully and legally try to stop this with civil disobedience, because it is quite clear that we're not going to find any allies in either the Republican or the Democratic Party. You know, there's one.
No, we know who they're working
right.
for.
Right, and we know that the electoral system is completely corrupted. And so we can see that none of them have any problems with these policies that we're talking about, of assassination, endless undeclared war, torturing, you name it. You know, suspending due process for people, suspending.
Well, that's why the Bible also talks about my people perish for a lack of a vision. We have to use the InfoWars, a vector point, to re-identify. Are you going to be with the Bill of Rights? Are you going to be for due process? Or are you going to be just for arbitrary law and dictators running roughshod all over everyone? Now, our next caller, I see the name is Matt Lepasek. That's one of the biggest We Are Change activists. He's been doing this for years, met him at events over the years. Welcome to the show, Matt.
Hey, how you doing?
Pretty good.
Hey, I'm calling in today because this is one of those red alert type of days. We found out on January 25th, Keith Pantaleon, one of another old We Are Change member here in New York, was actually arrested on some very, very, very serious charges. You may have heard the other day when Glenn called in from New Jersey to let everybody know when I first found out. So we're trying to get the word out. You know, Keith's been with us since 2008, and now he's been in jail in Hudson County since the 25th of January. He's in jail right now.
So hold on one second. They're saying they have the story over there. Can we pull that up while you're giving us the story here? I just want to see what's going on. Okay, they're letting me know in the booth. They've been following this story. Please continue, Matt.
Well, a pseudo-journalist over there at NJ.com ran a wonderful hit piece associating Keith with the Sandy Hook massacre, because he simply had a rifle and a handgun and a couple of other weapons in his home, all of which were legally acquired. This is the big bullet point here. Is what happened is that the upstairs tenant in Keith's apartment simply called the police. Called the police because he didn't have heat in his building. The police arrived at Keith's apartment, and the landlord was there and let him in the Keith's apartment. Not knowing that Keith was there, Keith heard some noises, and he immediately reacted, and he left his bedroom to find a man standing in his living room, dressed in plain black, and then he saw his door was open, a police officer and a landlord. Keith at that time had his gun in his hand. He was responding to noises, and at that point, the police officer arrested him. We have a pretty much a campaign right now at tyrannyredalert.com. I hate to ask for donations. We never like doing this, but tyrannyredalert.com is a quick domain that we bought, which is redirecting to Keith's donation page. Keith is currently on a $75,000 bond. Mm. We're currently looking to get $10,000 in order to get the attorney. Keith's father has already donated $5,000. Wonderful people like all of you have already donated at tyrannyredalert.com.
Can we pull that story back up? We found it. It's been in the New Jersey Press, the very story you're talking about. Jersey City police say man had illegal rifle, handguns, prohibited bullets in his home. So people can look at that headline to see more about the story. So what exactly has he been charged with?
As of right now, his charges are unlawful possession of two handguns, unlawful possession of his rifle, unlawful possession of his ammunition, and felony possession of an assault rifle. All because without a warrant, without so much even as a knock on the door, the landlord lets gentlemen, police officers, into his apartment, and when Keith simply opens his bedroom door, he sees police officers. He's got a gun in his hand. He immediately realizes what's going down. He puts the gun down. The officer asks, "What was that?" Because it was in its holder, all zipped up. The officer then immediately saw the gun and arrested him. Didn't ask for receipts. Didn't even check the validity of any of the guns. Nowadays, in 2013, you have got a gun, you are a enemy.
Sure, they brainwashed everybody. So, yeah, that's the case of Keith Pantaleon. We can look that up. David Keith?
That certainly is a case that's going on there. You know, there's been other cases. There was one, I remember, a guy was in the process of moving across country, and he was just stopping through New Jersey, I believe. He had in his trunk some weapons that were stored in his trunk, along with the other stuff he was clearly moving. And his mother was concerned about him, called the police. They pulled the guy over and then conducted a search of his car, found the weapons, and then wanted to send him to jail for a very long time. These types of things that you're seeing happening in New Jersey, this is what's going to happen across the country if these kinds of gun control laws go through. This is what we all need. You know, help this person here, but also understand this is a pattern of tyranny and of jeopardy that is going to be facing all gun owners if we don't
stop. Or the other case where the New York police say, we don't have a duty to protect you, and we'll stand by even if you're being stabbed by a serial killer. We're going to get to more calls on the other side. Jakari Jackson coming up to bring some fresh news to us. David Ortiz, Melissa Melton later in the broadcast. And stay tuned. We got exciting stuff on this InfoWars.
Looking back on 2012, I know personally I'm thanking God that my family and I made it through the year. From natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy, our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. My friends at eFoods Direct hear from customers every day that are fortunate to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. Danny from New York City wrote in following Hurricane Sandy and said, almost all the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my sister and my niece. Bottom line, it's better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. Heed common sense's warning and do what I've done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. They have the best tasting, long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 and ask about the Alex Jones special or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Get self-sufficient today. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Hey there, Frank Bates here. Have you heard about the weird device that could wipe out 280 million Americans? This is really scary stuff. Defense experts warn that this odd device poses the gravest threat we've ever known. In fact, just a few weeks ago, former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich wrote an op-ed piece for the Washington Post warning about this deadly threat. I can't believe that more people aren't talking about this. It may be because the liberals and the government are trying to cover it up. That's why my friend just created a free video at WeirdDevice.com that exposes this threat and blows the doors off the conspiracy. Go watch the shocking video at WeirdDevice.com right now to discover exactly what it is, plus discover the number one way you and your family can survive this deadly attack. I'm not sure how long this video will be online, so go to WeirdDevice.com before it's gone forever. Again, that's WeirdDevice.com.
Oh, great. Now I've got to go to court.
Meet Tina, now facing a future court date.
I can't afford an attorney.
Then learn how to represent yourself in court, step by step, without a lawyer.
How?
Online at howtowinincourt.com.
Howtowinincourt.com?
Howtowinincourt.com was created by a 27-year veteran attorney, so you can know how to win without a lawyer.
Now I can go to court with confidence.
Learn how at howtowinincourt.com, the leader in lawsuit self-help since 1997.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
It's time for a home security quiz. Answer this. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $35? Yes, it's Fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. It's like a lamp on a timer, but far more convincing. And for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. Go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
We're back at InfoWars.com. On the other side of this break, at the bottom of the hour, we're going to be joined by Jakari Jackson. He's going to be covering some rather disturbing news. Yeah, there's a dark side to the Super Bowl, and there's something that happens to society when we give in and reduce ourselves to bread and circuses. That's why we need to accelerate this reawakening. But we're going to jam in some calls. Cody in Pennsylvania, thanks for holding.
Hey, Aaron. How you doing, man?
Hey, I'm all right. How you doing?
Good. My comment was in reference to you and David were talking about just how DHS and, you know, other government groups are targeting gun owners, libertarians, and things like that. I had an experience before the both of the shootings happened in Colorado and Newtown, where I tried to purchase a handgun and was denied, although I have no felonies or any misdemeanors that would be considered, restriction on owning a handgun.
So you think you were flagged in the system for political speech, or what's going on?
Well, the thing is later on, I had a gun stolen out of my car, my first handgun, which I was approved for, and it was about 2 years old before it got stolen. And I went to report it to the police station, and the police told me that it was in the original owner's name and that the state hadn't put in the information.
Oh, so they forced the registration and the tracking of serial numbers, and then you get identified as the criminal when an actual criminal steals your weapon. Isn't that interesting? Something that doesn't seem to come up in the mainstream discussion. Well, let me give you 30 more seconds, and we're going to move on.
Yeah, I mean, I just said if I got, you know, pulled over and they wanted to check my car and, you know, everything else because I have political speech stickers on my car, you know, and I had my handgun and I was legally carrying it, I would have went to jail until they figured out that they made a mistake. And I probably would have been denied a handgun for that reason after the fact until they sorted their mess out and, you know, with no regard to my safety.
I hear you. It's troubling. Your phone's a little bad, so I'm going to let you go, but I appreciate the call. That is something to think about, how registration can unfairly target someone and deny them their Second Amendment rights. There's so many troubling aspects with the gun control agenda that they want. We've analyzed it in detail. Let's see what Janos in Canada has to say. Thanks for holding.
Hi, how are you?
I'm hanging in there. What are you bringing to the discussion today?
Can I express myself, or I need to follow the exact topic of the gun control?
It's open phones, but you got to move quickly because we're coming up on a break. And we're trying to jam phones.
Okay. I stopped watching television. There's so much evil there. All this mind control there is just incredible, you know? What I wanted to say is that it's so demonized. You know, they try to hypnotize people's minds and souls, so you don't have time for your family. You can't be focused, you know. It's all propaganda on TV. I cannot believe this. You know, me as a believer, as a Christian, I trust Jesus. And that's what I say to people, to all Americans and Canadians, to trust Jesus. Jesus is the way. Jesus said, I am the way, the true, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. But people now, they're putting their faith in the governments. They believe all these lies all the time. You know, and I don't vote for governmental officials. I don't vote for, let's say, example, Stephen Harper from Canada or Obama. They're all Freemasons. They're all liars.
They're all caught up in the system, and all these entertainers are too, and that's why we see at these Super Bowls and other high television rituals such an extreme display of these occultic hidden symbols. And there is an aspect of mind control going on. It seems unbelievable to many people, but if you look more deeply into it, it's there. We're going to get into that in the third hour, actually, so I appreciate you bringing the topic. Let's finish out the segment with Dave in Arizona. Thanks for holding, Dave.
Oh, yes. Hi, Aaron. I'm just going to hit you right with the jab first. I think the mark of the beast is in effect right now, and I'm going to explain why. We don't want to be part of the evil done by the United States. Is that correct?
Yeah, you got about 40 seconds, but I'm with you on the point.
Hey, we have freedom of religion. Is that correct?
We're told we are, and it's pretty much what we decide to express, though.
Okay. Well, the United States forces us to keep the beast alive. lot. What if my religion says I cannot take the name of an evil nation or use a number by which money is taken from my wages? What if I want to think one way, but a government tries to force me to think another?
You can't own property. It's hard to get a job, if not impossible, without a Social Security number. You've got to buy and sell under the cashless grid. It's coming. Thanks for your call. We are going to break, but we're going to be back on the other side with Jakari Jackson.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at StoveInACan.com. That's StoveInACan.com.
This is your last chance. After this, there is no turning back. You take the blue pill. The story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want to believe. You take the red pill. You stay in Wonderland. And I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes. Remember, all I'm offering is the truth. Nothing more.
Answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Back at InfoWars.com again, Aaron Dyke sitting in, but Jakari Jackson is joining me, and it's true, you can decide what you're going to believe, how far down the rabbit hole you're going to go, but if you do go, don't look away, embrace the truth, because there's some powerful stuff going on. If we don't rout it out, we're all going to be toppled over by that evil. Now, we're going to get into the Super Bowl and some of the many dangerous aspects of it, but first, let's jam in one more call. JC in Connecticut, thanks for holding.
Hey, how you doing today?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing all right. I wanted to talk really quick about a couple things. First of all, I wanted to get into the grand simulation thing. It's cool to call it a computer simulation. I believe it's a little more advanced than that, obviously, considering we're taking a tiny, tiny slice of it and then using our most powerful computer to decode it. But all computers are, they're built on code. Our computers are built on binary. If anyone's interested in the code of the universe, I would look up sacred geometry. But I had one more thing I wanted to get into. Yesterday, something happened on air. Alex started getting really, like, it started getting to him. I could hear it in his voice, and it got to me, too, because I feel the same way. I could hear all these things, all this information. I'm pretty sure a lot of your listeners have the same thing. It's not his fault. He's not trying to bring anyone down. But that's the nature of the information. This is the only show that gives out the good information, which is great. But I wanted to put something into the awareness of people. I wanted to, if anyone's out there who is into, like, the reason why everything is so depraved and everything is so messed up, there's an article on called Rise of the Archons and another one called
Rise of the Archons. Yeah,
and then Never Call Them Archon. Now, it's really out there. Most people, a lot of your listeners are going to ridicule. People ridiculed him on getting into God and Jesus and religion and all that. And you know what? That's great that he has, he believes in the one true God, the one person everyone has to answer to. It's not necessarily religion to believe in someone that has all the answers to the one person who where everything was created from. Or the one, not person, so much being. But I wanted to get that out there. I hate when people start ridiculing God because I do the same thing with religion. As soon as someone starts talking religion, starts talking God, there's a negative connotation there. And people start thinking, oh, you know, he's into religion and I can't listen to it. But there is a one true being out there and everyone's got an answer to him. But everyone is a product of that creation with the same free will that creator has and has given us. So if reading up on the Archons, it's something that even if you ridicule it and don't view it as truth, you are now aware of that possibility.
I appreciate that, caller, and I wasn't necessarily going to get into the whole are we a computer simulation aspect today. It's obviously deeply philosophical, but the Bible talks about it being a great test, clearly refers to dimensions. If you don't go for that metaphor, if you want to take it as a metaphor rather than truth, you've got the Matrix. Either way you look at it, we're being deceived, yet the actions we take, the moral stances we take, make a difference in this world. Martin Luther King talked about how the universe tends towards justice. Well, that's only if we stand with our free will, as you mentioned, on principle and turn against the darkness. If we stand down, if we look away, if we don't hold accountable those who've taken the reins of power, they're going to try to tip it towards darkness, annihilation. And really, it's a good segue into the kind of topic we're going to talk about. Jakari Jackson, you've been reading through the news. You've been growing your mind here at the InfoWar. Already a great mind and a great voice when you came here. But it is such a dark and deep rabbit hole. There's so much information. But it reaches a point, doesn't it?
Oh, it definitely does. It definitely does. And before I get into my topic right here, I just want people to know we're following the situation in Tunisia. And I believe it's the article we have pulled up on our screen in here. I believe this gentleman's name is Choki Belaid, was shot dead outside his home on Wednesday morning, throwing the country into confusion and prompting angry protest. That's it seems to be one of the things that sparked the recent protest in Tunisia. So I just wanted to throw that out there. But yes, what you were saying, Aaron, it's kind of a dark time, and I believe Melissa Melton has already touched on this. I believe she'll be touching on it again today, some of the occultism going on at the Super Bowl and other big events, not just the Super Bowl. I'm not blaming, you know, the Baltimore Ravens for, you know, all these Illuminati symbols and whatever else going on. But there is a dark side to sporting events in general, and like I said, I'm not blaming the sports institutions, but we have this article out of the Huffington Post. Super Bowl is single largest human trafficking incident in U.S., says the Attorney General. Now, this is something that came to my attention a few months ago, and it really bothered me to see that there's such a large gathering for human trafficking, but it's something under the table. We even talked about it a little bit when Formula One came here, and I actually have an article about that I'll get to in a second. about how so many people are trafficked at these events, prostitutes are brought in, some of them underage, and it's this big show in the sportsmanship and all that's well and good, but then you have this underside when the game's over and people go to the hotels, they go wherever, and they right. interact with these
Yeah, that makes sense.
And human trafficking isn't just sexual trafficking; it's debt bondage, indentured servitude, and we'll start off with some sexual bondage, but it's all types of things. I just want to read a little bit from this article. According to Forbes, 10,000 prostitutes were brought to Miami for the Super Bowl in 2010. As of Friday, this is in current times. As of Friday, 5 women were rescued and 8 human trafficking related arrests were made in New Orleans, according to Fox 8. And that's just the tip. I mean, I have stacks, but I originally wasn't even going to talk about this today because I didn't think I could get enough information in time. The problem was I didn't have enough time to read through all these articles. There was just so much information on the topic. And I have this next story from the International Business Times. Sex trafficking at the Super Bowl. Does America's dirtiest secret tarnish the NFL's biggest event? And once again, I'm not blaming the NFL or any of these organizations, but this is definitely something that's going on at these events.
Well, it's a societal thing.
Yeah. And it's all over. It's the NFL. This one is about the NBA. Now, this isn't so much about trafficking at the NBA, but the NBA got to the point they said, we need to speak out against this. And they actually went to Greece to demonstrate against it. I mean, it's a huge problem.
Well, look how the Super Bowl brings together kind of the worst aspects of society. I think it's great to be an athlete, being competitive and trying to make yourself as good as you could be. Obviously, it makes sense. Being on sports teams is fine. But in general, we've got a degraded, slipping away society. We're falling apart at the seams because people are tuning into these sporting events. They're losing touch with what's important, their family, the reasons for the country, the most important institutions, keeping people accountable. It's very much a parallel to Roman history, which was a republic as well for 600 years. Then it was taken over by emperors, and things just went downhill because the population in general, they called it bread and circuses. They'd be paid off with doles of bread, given free stuff, given entertainment, and this allowed them to get in the mindset of buying into gladiatorial sports, celebrating two warriors killing each other just for sport, just for show, bringing in slaves and letting them be slaughtered by a gladiator who himself is a slave but is a highly trained one.
Exactly.
And this is, again, it's not the athletes necessarily. It's that the Super Bowl is the big spectacle. It's where all of television watching culminates in a focus point.
I believe this last one was the most watched event in history, if I saw that.
But look at who attends the Super Bowl. Those are high-priced tickets. These are elite, rich people. Not all rich people bad, of course, but many of them get into these decadent forms of society, using prostitutes. And that's why you have 10,000 prostitutes there, this epidemic of child slavery. And it just goes along with actually the kind of Masonic, satanic, Illuminati type symbolism that we've seen put on display by Madonna, by these other entertainers and artists. This year was Beyonce. People wonder why we talk about celebrities and what they show in their entertainment. Well, it's a big mass ritual, a big spectacle for culture, and it's meant to represent the overall culture of sports watching, television viewing, and it kind of underscores where we're at in society. But get back to the actual human trafficking stuff, because it's a big problem in general in society, and here it is at what everybody perceives to be an innocent event, the Super Bowl. You get your chips, you have some snack foods at home, and you get together with your buddies.
Right.
But there's a lot more to it underneath what people see.
Exactly. And we even have this article here. ESPN, got to a point where they had to talk about it. This was particularly about the World Cup back in 2010. And it said the Johannesburg police estimated that 38,000 children each year were being forced into prostitution in South Africa. Some estimates are that the number is closer to 20,000, but even if it's 20,000, just in this one area, and that's where they had the World Cup a few years ago. And then this article I was referring to about Austin, few arrests, no minor victims at Formula One sex trafficking operation. And this article goes on to say they arrested 13 prostitutes at the Formula One event just a few months ago. And I mean, it goes on from there. That's just the opening of Pandora's box, so to speak. And I have these FBI crime statistics from back in 2010. And this is human trafficking incidents cases open for investigation between January 2008 and 2010. So these are just the incidents that had cases opened on them. Many of these
incidents go vastly unreported. Exactly.
And it's just shocking to me because you see they had a total, and these are just the ones I know about, 2,515 total incidents. They have sex trafficking at over 2,000, labor trafficking over 200, and other types of unknown trafficking.
And you ask yourself why. I mean, prostitution is the oldest business in the world, as they say. Maybe it's not even prostitution itself. Maybe it's this eugenics culture in terms of life has become very cheap, especially in these authoritarian regimes. I mean, again, look at China. They prevented 400,000 births through abortion and family planning. But then when they have girls, well, Chinese society wants a boy because they want someone who can get a job and support them.
Right.
So the girls become practically worthless in the eyes of many in that society. And that's, you know, these are the kind of vulnerable people who get sucked into the sex trafficking, slavery aspects of things. And who's looking out for them? Because life has become so cheap.
Yeah, exactly. Like these eugenicists, these people who get on there and they brag and they say, we want to reduce the world population by X number of percent. They don't care if you're one of the people who lives through that. They don't care if you're a prostitute or you're a slave or you're whatever else. I mean, it's a huge problem. It goes way beyond trafficking. That's what we're talking about here today, but it goes way beyond trafficking.
But in Roman terms, the Super Bowl has really devolved into a grand orgy spectacle where the most elite of society get together for, again, this big mass ritual, and they just engage in all kinds of things.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the halftime shows, and I believe Nelson's going to talk about this in a little bit, the halftime shows are just big Illuminati. Whether you believe in that or not, they're just big cultic symbolism. I mean, you can just look at the stuff, and she'll break it down better than I can, but it's so much symbolism, and it's not, you know, a nice family event anymore. Years past, you know, you could take your kids, and maybe you had enough money to take the neighbor kid down to the football game. You guys all have a good time, and now, I mean, the thing's so grandiose. I mean, it's so absurd, just over the top. Even the halftime shows, I mean, if I had a daughter, I wouldn't want her to watch, you know, all the stuff that goes on there.
Yeah, it's just weird and inappropriate for a general audience. But I would also submit the whole deal with symbolism, it is what it is. You can read into the symbolism. There's different interpretations of the meaning.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a hidden language meant for those who have, as the Bible says, eyes to see, ears to hear.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't know what you're looking at, how is that affecting your subconscious? I mean, what if Madonna or Beyonce got on stage and started speaking Greek to an English-speaking audience or speaking Arabic? You would wonder what they're trying to say in a hidden coded fashion. Why are they talking in a language that's not understood by people?
Exactly.
That's one of the ways we need to look at these hidden languages. But again, it's just, it becomes an excuse for people who are already decadent to go all out. And they did this in Roman society during what we know today as the Christmas time. Then it was Saturnalia festival. And in my view, it's very tied to satanic practices where they would just encourage this kind of running wild, running rampant, and just devolving more and more into this bread and circuses mentality. And again, you give up your right to control your own life, to control society, and to hold any of your leaders even remotely accountable when you give into this kind of behavior as a general society. I'm not judging anyone in particular for the things they're getting involved in.
Yeah.
But clearly, this is abusive stuff. It's horrible to women, and we'd like to rein it in. It's such a hidden problem, though.
It is.
As you mentioned, it goes underreported.
It's the white slavery, as it's called, and it's not slavery of white people. It's this sex slavery. It's this this indentured servitude, this we own you kind of aspect. And it's way beyond the U.S. It's way beyond just women. I mean, there's children. I mean, to a much lower extent, even men get sucked into this, adult males, but, you know, surely large amounts of women. I actually have this next article here, human trafficking to UK rising. And this says, last year, the authorities learned of 946 victims compared to 710 in 2010. The report said that 712 adult victims and 234 child victims were reported last year to the National Referral Mechanism. And I actually have this graph here. If you get a shot of this, and you can see the countries where these people are coming from. You see Nigeria in the lead, Vietnam, Romania, and the list goes down from there. And it says that the top 10 countries account for 64% of all referrals.
And again, Nigeria, a country with a high birth rate, so they've told us in the eugenics mentality, those are worthless people, don't worry about them, who cares what happens to them, we just need less of them. That is a disgusting mentality. And Alex has talked about this. I don't have the articles in front of me because I wasn't prepared to talk about this, but DynCorp, the military contractor, got caught trafficking human slaves, sex slaves. The United Nations has been part of this, and the United Nations in Africa just lets these dictators slaughter their own people, encourages these factionalized wars, and disarms populations to keep them from being able to resist and institute kind of a normal society while they look the other way to these mass epidemics, the systematic abuse of sex slavery, human trafficking, you name it. And in the case of DynCorp, they were caught. You know, as in the system knew about it, they were investigated, there were hearings in Congress even, but basically it was at most a slap on the wrist, they got some fines. The system looks the other way because they, at the top, the most elite people want to engage in this, they're blackmailed into going along with it, and it becomes epidemic with these illegitimate systems of government that have taken us over. Look at the climate change hearings, again, on behalf of the United Nations, they had them, I think the Copenhagen hearing, they had the largest influx at that time of known prostitutes. And, right. And of course, there's an underbelly again to that.
Mm-hmm. Are we going to break?
We're going to break. We'll come back with your final thoughts, maybe take some more calls.
Sure.
And then coming ahead, we've got David Ortiz, Melissa Melton, and more of our great reporters for the InfoWars Nightly News. It's getting exciting, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Attention gardeners and patriots. Drought conditions in our nation's heartland and massive Federal Reserve debt monetizing are creating the perfect conditions for dramatically higher food prices in the months ahead. That means there has never been a better time to secure an ongoing source of nutritionally dense food for you and your family. The Survival Seed Bank contains the perfect mix of germination-tested non-hybrid seeds. You get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden that can produce an endless supply of garden-fresh food. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way. And the best part, right now, every Survival Seed Bank comes with an additional $300 in free seeds. It's the biggest seed giveaway in Seed Bank history. This is the original best-selling Survival Seed Bank seen on TV nationwide. Don't miss this amazing Survival Seed giveaway at SurvivalSeedBank.com. Remember, in a real economic crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com today. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Lunch is ready!
And it's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or cake, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
Thank you.
sitting in for Alex Jones. We're back on the broadcast, InfoWars.com. Of course, tonight, 7 p.m. Central, the InfoWars Nightly News. Again, we're doing it live this week, and it's exciting. David Knight's going to do it tonight. I've done it the past two nights. Jakari Jackson, we're coming to the end of the hour. We've got other reporters coming in with different topics. But finish up on the dark side of the Super Bowl, the sex trafficking slavery issue nobody wants to talk about.
Right. And it's not just the Super Bowl. I mean, it's all over. It's in various aspects of entertainment, not just sports. I mean, it's all over. And I mean, it's a big deal. And I don't want to limit it just to that. But in my closing remarks, I want to bring up some of these remarks that various officials have made concerning just things such as rape and trafficking and such as that. And I have this article right here. U.S. judge says victims' bodies can prevent rape. Yes, it is as absurd as he said it. A Southern California judge is being publicly admonished for saying rape victims didn't put up a fight during her assault. The California Commission on Judicial Performance voted 10-0 to impose a public admonishment Thursday, saying Supreme Court Judge Derek Johnson's comments were inappropriate and a breach of judicial ethics.
Blame the victim mentality.
Yeah, that's what it is. And that's the same thing with these elitists, these globalists. You know, if you didn't, you're a sex slave because you didn't put up enough of a fight to get out of that. You know, and that's the mentality of many of these people. But I'll move quick to our next one. Richard Graham, UK lawmakers' rape remarks draw condemnation. A British lawmaker's suggestion that young women who wear high heels and short skirts put themselves at greater risk of rape has drawn widespread condemnation. If you are blind drunk, these are his words, if you are blind drunk and wearing those clothes, how able are you to get away? How are you able to get away? He said to a group of people. And my last one right here, corrupt judge exonerates 13 child sex slave traders and ignores 130 witnesses as liars. In an unprecedented case with hundreds of witnesses, a group of judges allowed 13 accused sex slave traders to walk and believe their testimony that the victims were liars. So that's the mentality. I mean, you go to the courts to get your justice, you have 130 witnesses, and now they're liars.
It's incredible.
You know, and again, same thing with, you know, Sandusky. You know, they were reporting, I think so I have an article for that, that they were reporting him as a pedophile. Yeah, here it is right here. Sandusky labeled likely pedophile in 1998 report. So they knew way back then that this guy was at least suspect. I mean, maybe they didn't have any concrete evidence, but going back to 1998, they had, you know, reason to suspect this guy was up to something.
Yeah, and again, of course, everyone's entitled to their defense, but he's now been convicted. It's proven. But the first thing they did was try to discredit the witnesses.
Oh, yeah.
And say that was a long time ago, you don't remember, other reasons. They were supposedly their own fault for being caught up in this stuff.
Right.
When it was systematic, it was across the board, it was institutionalized there at Penn State, other places around the country.
Mm-hmm. And that's just the way these people operate.
Mm. It's really troubling stuff. You want to take a call here?
Sure.
Okay, we've got Paul in New Jersey. He's holding. He wants to talk about guns. Thanks for holding.
Oh, guns and everything else. I mean, I'm just going to say a couple things. The UN, I mean, Al-Qaeda is a terrorist organization for the UN. NATO is a military arm of the UN, and we're paying for it all. And you pay your income tax, where does it go? It goes to the IMF, International Monetary Fund. So we're paying for our own destruction.
Isn't that the truth? I'd like to do a segment in the future on the IMF and how they hold these countries hostage. They give them loans, hold them on strings, and then they impose the kind of New World Order corporatist system they want. We're coming up to the end of the hour. Appreciate you, Jakari Jackson. We'll see you in the near future, see what you're working on. We got David Ortiz, Melissa Melton ahead. InfoWars Nightly News tonight. Stay tuned. A lot of powerful information still ahead.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Hello, I'm Alex. Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics, dehumanization, and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.